This is Neil Chayette looking at the law. When a security guard goes over the edge, will he take the building he works for along with him? This case involved a security guard on duty at a bar who began horsing around with the guests. When a balloon ended up on the bar, the security guard decided to pick up Heather, lift her up onto the bar, and set her down on the balloon to pop it. Unfortunately, things don't always go exactly as planned, and when the guard set Heather down on the balloon instead of popping it, bounced Heather right off the bar onto the floor, causing her a serious injury. She sued the guard and the building he worked for. The court held the security guard was an independent contractor, not an employee. And even if he was an employee, the act of lifting a guest up onto the bar for the purpose of popping a balloon was a clear departure from the scope of employment. Heather also argued that a background check on the guard would have turned up the fact that he'd been involved in a kidnapping, but the court said that did not indicate a propensity to pop a balloon with a patron. The moral to this story, if they use you as a prop to pop a balloon that refuses to pop, in the end, the court will let the air out of your case. This is Neil Chayette.